Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
You want your child to thrive and reach their full potential. K-12 can help them get there. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the WTF1 podcast post-Brazilian qualifying edition. Yes, we are here on YouTube as well, so... hello, big wave. My goodness me, do we have some things to talk about in this one, don't we? My goodness me. I have been smiling for the last 15 minutes, if not longer, and plenty to talk about. Of course, Tommy, the WTF1 founder, is alongside us, feeling very much the same way. And wow, Tommy, what are your first thoughts?
My first thoughts are... the discussion that we just had before we started, which is that Haas somehow have the same number of poles as Mercedes this year. We've been waiting for like something like a shock result, right? And all I wanted was, you know, at least something like a midfield podium or something. It's almost like all that energy of us not getting those midfield podiums and things is all like the incredible chaos has just come into one moment, and a Haas has managed to be on pole while the other Haas is last.
Yeah. What? Let's start with the other Haas, because we'll go through Q1, Q2, Q3. Nice chronological order, because this qualifying session genuinely was the best you could wish for in terms of conditions. Now, a lot of people think, perfection. Oh, yeah, you want heavy rain, you want really difficult conditions. Yes, that can provide a bit of craziness, don't get me wrong. But these kind of conditions were amazing, because you had really slippery, getting better, and constantly changing. So Q2 was probably the driest, wasn't it, in terms of session that we had. But even then, it was getting better and better towards the end. And you had the likes of Fernando Alonso going fastest and Nicholas Latifi going fastest in Q1 at one point and still not managing to make it through. So it was Latifi, Zhou Guanyu, Bottas, Tsunoda, and Schumacher that didn't make it out of the bottom five, which, to be fair, if you didn't watch quali and just looked at the results, you'd go, oh, I must have been bone dry in Q1.
Yeah, because Latifi did well.
Yeah, Latifi did
apart
well.
From that, apart everything from that, everything is fairly normal-ish, I guess. Latifi was P1 in that session at one point as well.
Went fastest. I saw a few screenshots come in. He was quickly displaced, but I thought for 1 second, Nicholas Latifi, this might be the turning point in his career. But
certainly not.
And also, by the way, as well, we will be getting onto the Ferrari disaster class. I cannot believe I'm this happy in a podcast after what happened to Charles.
It's
but that's
you know.
Another story to talk about. It was awesome. Mick Schumacher starting 20th.
Ouch. Yeah, it's penny just... for his thoughts right now, and especially, you know, the celebrations in the garage, and then he's there starting literally last. He was 3 seconds nearly.
I think they got it wrong, didn't they, slightly with Mick? It seemed like it was very similar to what Ferrari were doing and a few other teams, where they went out too late on the softs, couldn't generate enough tyre temperature to then be putting in good laps. And I think that's kind of what we got the inkling of with the team radio for Mick. But at the same time, it was crazy. There were other teams that made it work better. And is this going to be the nail in the coffin of his career?
I think it will be. Yeah, surely he's not coming back from that, or at least not with Haas. It's a shame, and realistically, it is a strange qualifying session, but it is just a huge headline that he's last and his teammates on pole.
So chat are actually saying as well, we're live on Twitch, WTF on official if you don't follow us already, that Mick went out earlier than Kevin did on the soft tires. So,
oh wow,
if that's true, you know, I'm just going by
what, oh, he was actually, yeah, no, because I did actually see that, because he yeah, I saw the picture, the screenshot of Magnussen queuing behind Mick, ready to put his tires
on. There's no excuses, unfortunately, for Mick.
Had a shocker. It's one of those sessions where, if he's that far off, you can't even blame him being wrong part of the track at the wrong time, then, can you?
He's out there with everyone else.
Hülkenberg will be getting his seat ready now, I imagine.
It's a shame as well for both the Alphas, especially Bottas. He was looking really good in dry conditions. In the one practice session we saw, Bottas was looking pretty good. But unfortunately for them, 17th and 18th, they'll be starting tomorrow's sprint, which, yeah, painful. Latifi did okay, 16th. Just fell short, but he was actually 7/10 off making it through to Q2. So there was a big chasm between 15th, which was Stroll. Well, actually, no, 15th, sorry. And I'm lying. That's not true. It's still 6/10.
It was Daniel Ricciardo.
But, yeah, it was Danny Rick. But either or, we move on to Q2 now, where it was Albon, Gasly, Vettel, Ricciardo and Stroll that didn't make it out. But this was a much drier session. Got wetter towards the end, didn't it? Which, it was a really confusing session, wasn't it? Because they were like, yep. Yeah, team radios were coming in, it's raining quite a lot out here, and then they started going purple at the end, and all of a sudden it changed again, didn't it?
Yeah, like you say, this session is the perfect level of rain. It's exactly what you want, where it's like rains a bit, then stops, rains a bit more, then stops, then it dries out. So it's basically that perfect weather, particularly for a qualifying session, because the order is just going crazy. Like we just said earlier, Latifi was P1 at one point, then he's out. People swapping and changing all the time. Alonso popped up in P1, which I was very excited for, putting him in my prediction to be on pole, which now isn't even a shock pole compared to who's actually on pole. If you look at the actual times, they were doing like 1:14s in the first lot, and then 1:11s in that. So it dried out a lot more, but. Yeah, really surprising at the end when you thought it was over, then suddenly they were kind of going quick again. But I'd say for me, the biggest sort of shock there is Aston Martin, because Sebastian Vettel, Lance Stroll, good wet weather drivers. You've got to think those kind of conditions is where they should be picking up a great result.
Well, was it Turkey 2020? Was it Stroll stuck it on pole?
He did.
Don't mean to rhyme, but it just is natural. Difficult for them. You know, Lance is wet weather, Lance Stroll. It's not happened. And for Sebastian Vettel, as you say, yeah, again, 13th, not great. Daniel Ricciardo, 14th. I mean, that was, after a great result in Mexico, it's now back to another poor qualifying compared to his teammate, Lando, who's fourth on the grid tomorrow, which, again, he just goes under the radar and just sticks it right where he doesn't belong, probably, in that McLaren. Gasly 12th, Albon did a great job in 11th, just missing out once again on Q3. I think he can be pretty proud of that P11, can't he?
He's only a tenth off Lewis Hamilton.
Yeah,
who was very close to being knocked out. I think it was Ocon, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think, it looks very close, but about 0.05 of a second between Albon and Ocon.
These days, every new potential hire can feel like a high-stakes wager for your small business. You want to be 100% certain that you have access to the best qualified candidates available. That's why you have to check out LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn Jobs helps find the right people for your team faster and for free. It's incredibly easy to create a free job post on LinkedIn Jobs. All you have to do is add your job and the purple hashtag hiring frame to your LinkedIn profile to spread the word that you're hiring. Simple tools like screening questions make it easy to focus on candidates with just the right skills and experience, so you can quickly prioritize who you'd like to interview and hire. It's why small businesses rate LinkedIn Jobs number one in delivering quality hires versus leading competitors. LinkedIn Jobs helps you find the qualified candidates you want to talk to faster. Post your job for free at linkedin.com/WTF1. That's linkedin.com/WTF1 to post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply.
Let's move on to Q3, because a lot of things went on that we need to talk about. First, well, to be fair, it wasn't even just in Q3, was it? Ferrari were having blunders in most of the sessions in terms of deciding which tyres to put on. Charles was sat there for a while before they put soft tyres on. And then again, Q3, they put him out on intermediates, which...
What? I don't get it. Why do they hate him? Why do they hate him? Because they didn't even put Sainz on them. Like, you can understand if they're going
no
for the gamble.
No one! The whole point, right, of everyone queuing up at the end of the pit lane was because rain was coming. You don't, unless this is the shortest. If it was Spa, I'd be like, okay, I can understand what you're thinking. You think rain's going to come straight away. Everyone's going to struggle. Stick on pole. Brazil's what, the fourth shortest circuit, I think, on the calendar.
Yeah, so 1 minute.
There's no time for it to get wet enough for this to work. It is such a slim percentage that this could work. The safe option is to go out with everyone else on soft tyres and try to make it work, especially considering the Ferraris this year are really good with tyre warm-up. Doesn't help for tyre degradation, but it helps for them to generate heat into their tyres and get them working quicker. And we've seen it so many times in races where Leclerc's looked really fast in the first 10 laps of a race and then fallen off behind Verstappen. This is the kind of conditions that would probably work well for a Ferrari. But no, they stick them on intermediates. And he's just trundling around. He then blocks Perez for the entire lap, which, if I'm a Perez fan, I'm fuming. But obviously, by the rule book, he's done nothing wrong because they're both on a flying lap. But just...
It's an absolute joke of a decision.
You kind of put us the scenario of Leclerc in the championship fight, and my head's coming off. I would be throwing chairs right now if there was still a championship on. Fortunately, there isn't, but also Ferrari still making another big blunder.
I don't understand why, like you say, if they were in the championship, and you could almost even understand it if they were in the championship and they're going for some, you know, say Leclerc had to win and Verstappen not get any points or something. And they just go, well, we're not going to beat them. Let's just try something different or do some ridiculous tie gamble like that. Ferrari just need to stay out of the memes, basically, for the moment. Just be normal. It's that meme of the person that's screaming in the back of the car, like, why can't you just be normal? That's Ferrari. Like, all they had to do was just fall in line with everyone else. Charles probably would have got second or third, and he's in a good result for the sprint and the race.
The Sasson team radio as well from Leclerc is telling. Like, he's getting sick of all of these mistakes. No, he wouldn't have won the championship this year, even if Ferrari had made zero mistakes. But you think of how Verstappen treated Red Bull after one mistake. Like, Leclerc has let so many slip through the net this year. And it's just, it's ridiculous. It's such a bad decision. And it's not like it was crash at Silverstone. Do we pit Leclerc from the lead to change tyres? This is qualifying. They had plenty of time to think about what they're going to do. But instead, they put the most ridiculous strategy on their best driver and Sainz, who's been performing well, don't get me wrong, but also, you know, Sainz on the softs. It doesn't make any sense whatsoever.
We've not even mentioned that, but they were at the end of the pit lane as well. Second in line after Magnussen, so they would have been in prime position to get a very good lap.
Mm-hmm.
And he's on the wrong tyre. You just can't, like, oh my God. Just when you thought, you know, you alluded to it the last time, you know, you saw that bit in Q2 where they're messing about with the tyres and you're like, oh, Ferrari are a joke, but they still got through and you're like, okay, fair enough. And they go and do something stupid immediately in the next session. It beggars belief. Like we've said so many times, they're the team that have all these memes made about them, and it's because it keeps happening. It's not just, you don't just do it every time and loads of teams are making mistakes. Ferrari is just happening consistently, and it's embarrassing.
It's painful to watch, and thank God for Kevin Magnussen on pole. Otherwise, I'd probably rant about it for another 20 minutes.
So we all know how ExpressVPN protects your privacy and security online, right? But here's something you might not know. You can also use ExpressVPN to unlock movies and shows that are only available in other countries. If you're like me and you've run out of stuff to watch on Netflix, this will change your world. It's so simple to do. I just fire up the ExpressVPN app, change my location, refresh Netflix, and that's it. ExpressVPN lets you control where you want sites to think you're located. You can choose from almost 100 different countries. So just imagine all the Netflix libraries you can go through. But it's not just Netflix. ExpressVPN works with any streaming service. Hulu, BBC iPlayer, YouTube, you name it. There are hundreds of VPNs out there, but the reason I use ExpressVPN to watch shows is because it's ridiculously fast. There's never any buffering or lag, and you can stream in HD no problem. So if you want to get access to hundreds of new shows, go to expressvpn.com/WTF1 right now, and you can get an extra 3 months of ExpressVPN for free. That's expressvpn.com/WTF1. ExpressVPN.com/WTF1 to learn more.
So let's talk about K-Mag in the Haas. Haas did a brilliant strategy, a brilliant master plan in Q3. We were watching it live on WTF1 Official and Twitch, live watch-alongs. If you want to come join us for tomorrow, Sunday, and also for Abu Dhabi, then please come follow us. But we noticed straight away, K-Mag at the front of the queue. Hello, what's going on here? Still, K-Mag didn't have that much of an advantage that you'd think he's going to stick it on pole. What I did notice was that he had about a sector between himself and the next car behind. And that was Charles. Telling. That's and
maybe that was what Ferrari did. They put Charles on the Inters to give Kevin Magnussen the gap because Ferrari, big brain strat, they want the feel-good story. Ferrari engine in there, maybe he was their best chance of pole. So they
knew
plan.
They couldn't get pole. So they were like, how do we make Haas on pole? Because then, big brain strats, their engine looks even better.
Yeah, because they're like, yeah.
Well, it can't be the Haas. It must be the end. Look, sarcasm detectors hopefully have gone off for everybody listening and watching. If not, obviously, there was not a big master plan here. And it was all thanks, not to Charles binning it or Carlos binning it, but George Russell. He is having an absolute stinker of a last third of an F1 season, by the way. Like, yes, he starts third tomorrow. He is incredibly lucky for that. But he's making a lot of mistakes now. A lot of crashes and a lot of errors where, you know, he was Mr. Consistency for most of the year. He's overall, he's still had an amazing year with Mercedes, but it's another mistake for George, which I'm going to let him off for completely because that allowed K-Mag to get pole.
Yeah, he went off. There's a really funny picture of him actually where you can see George smirking at the TV camera, and whether that's him looking at Magnussen's pole and he's realized that, or it's the fact that he's in third and, you know, that's probably going to open the debate again of should your lap count if you cause a red flag when you've caused it? Because
let's have that debate. Let's have that debate right now because I said on the watch along, I think I said it in the part of the season which would have benefited Leclerc. So everyone kicked off because I said it at the part where I was like, oh, this, you know, lap time shouldn't. But I still believe that if you cause a red flag for a mistake like that, now it'll be very difficult to work out the finite details of, okay, a part of your car's come off because of a mistake, but you haven't crashed, but still causes a red flag.
Yeah, like but if you've run over debris or...
Very difficult to police, I think, but... It doesn't feel right for me that someone that crashes still manages to save a position in a qualifying session, personally.
Yeah, they do it in IndyCar, and I'm not 100% sure.
It's if you cause a yellow, isn't it?
But yellow flags kind of neutralize the whole thing.
Yeah.
IndyCar. So, it's one of those things. It's just, I guess it'd just be so hard to police, but it does happen a lot. It's not like one of those things where it happens only once. You know, it seems to happen a lot recently, and we've had this debate quite a few times. So,
brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hmm. Also, if there's anyone out there that put a bet on Kevin Magnussen for pole position,
oh my word,
please share that screenshot with us, yeah, because I bet there are some serious winnings out there. Yeah, because that must have at least been 500 to 1, if not more. That's ridiculous. And just someone in the chat said it, and I was like, yeah, that's a very good point. Says the Leclerc fan, yes, look, hair spam. Look, I'm saying anyone, even if it's Charles Leclerc that bins it, should have his lap time deleted from that qualifying session. It just makes sense. Anyway, other Q3 moments, obviously, yeah, George making that mistake, wanted to be pushed out of the gravel, which I love. I love it when F1 drivers try that. It's like, please, can you push me out? And it's so funny because you saw the angle away from the car and he was so beached, not even
he like spun Marshall around pushing him. And then beached it.
Someone said 2,000 to 1. That can't be right, Crimsy. The odds were 2,000 to... Some people are saying 66 to 1, 50 to 1.
It depends. Maybe at the start of the day it would have been really high, but
yeah,
it's mad.
Dude betted €1 and got 500. Yeah, so yeah, but George was very much beached, and they're not allowed to push them out of the gravel anyway. But I love how they try it every time. Oh no, just come on, just let me go, come on! And the tractor's just arriving. Like, here we go, come on!
Yeah, yeah. That was the moment, though, wasn't it? That you knew, because that's when, you know, the red flag came out, the rain came down, they disabled DRS, and obviously Magnussen had DRS. So yeah, unbelievable scenes. And the scenes, by the way, in the Haas garage at the end were absolutely
outrageous,
phenomenal. Yeah, the fact that that team has gone through so much, and see Magnussen, who, let's remember, wasn't even in the car at the start of the first test. He was out of Formula One and he's got a pole position in Formula One in a Haas. This has to be one of the, like you say, the only more shocking thing is probably Latifi getting pole, because Haas is, they're you know, one of the only teams on the grid that don't have a podium. I think they're the only team on the grid actually that don't have a podium. So yeah, wild.
Absolutely crazy scenes. Probably worth mentioning as well, Verstappen just there on the front row of the grid, as he does, still put in a really decent lap. I think he said he locked up, which cost him pole position. Lando, unreal.
Imagine if Max had done it again, by the way. You know, because he was the one that denied George Russell that pole in the Williams. And, you know, even as a Max fan, I'd just be like, please, Max,
just don't. Come on, second's fine. Absolutely.
He's got a tough challenge tomorrow to beat a Haas.
Well, he's got George Russell behind him. Is the Mercedes going to be quick enough? Not sure.
Russell as well, yeah.
Well, if George and Max accidentally wipe each other out, Kevin Magnussen...
If Magnussen and Russell wipe each other out, we've got a Magnussen-Norris 1-2, potentially, which is... unbelievable scenes.
And it's only a 23-lap race. It's not that bad. It's not that bad. Not that long. Where can K-Mag finish? That's the big question. Where do you think he's going to finish tomorrow, Tommy?
In the sprint, he will finish 6th, 7th, maybe.
Okay. Yeah. I'm gonna bet on it being wet.
Oh yeah, it could be.
And actually, I'm gonna say P1.
Oh, that would be unbelievable.
Can you
please
imagine he wins?
Manifest
the sprint.
Everything.
That would be, I'm fully manifesting that into the world. Chat are getting involved. P5, P1, 9th, 8th, top 5, 6th, top 5, P4, P2, 3rd, 3rd, 6th. Interesting. I can't wait to watch this. It's going to be great. Hamilton, Perez, Leclerc, 8th, 9th, and 10th. That's going to be great to watch those drivers come through. They've got Alonso ahead of them, Ocon as well. Did a good job in P6. So, yeah, is that about it? Have we covered qualifying, Tommy?
I think we have. We're never
Can
going
Kevin
to be
Magnussen
able to
win the Brazilian Grand Prix.
We're never going to be able to do it justice of just how insane it is that Kevin Magnussen is on pole in a Haas. But
someone in the chat, by the way, meatball flag. Is he going to get one?
Oh, no. Damages his wing. Going side by side. In fact, I'm calling it now. I might even put this clip online. If anyone's seen our F1 manager video where Magnussen goes for it, calling it now, Magnussen going for a lunge to try and take P1 back from Verstappen at like turn one on lap two or something, rather than just settling for points.
Oh, I can't wait to see it. But yeah, hopefully he doesn't get a meatball flag. It's going to be... Oh, dear.
I mean,
to be fair, maybe he's been preparing all of these moves for this moment.
Yeah.
Like he's got them all wrong before to get them right for the Brazilian Grand Prix sprint.
I'm just smiling from ear to ear right now. This is like, I just love F1 when it's like this. And it makes the moments more sweet. The fact that, you know, we've not had these shocks all year. I'd love to have had them more. But the fact that we've not had any shocks and then suddenly, bang, Kevin Magnussen on pole in the house. What? And it just makes it like, unbelievable, and I just can't stop smiling because it's like I cannot believe that's just happened.
It makes it feel even better, doesn't it? The fact that it's been we don't like the fact it's been a long time since the last shock, I suppose, but also the longer we go, the better it feels. And K-Mag on pole is just something none of us could have ever predicted, even with our crazy predictions that we sometimes put out on social media. This is just an amazing underdog story. I cannot wait to watch the entire episode on Drive to Survive when it comes out, because it needs the underdog hero story there. Gunter Steiner, him walking off the pit wall, arms in the air, K-Mag getting celebrating with his mechanics in the garage. It was unbelievable. Absolutely love it. Tommy?
Amazing.
Final thoughts?
Final thoughts are... I've got no words anymore. It's just, you just can't put it into words what an amazing day that is for Formula One. I guess I'd say that, said it at the time, but when Magnussen had put it on pole and the rain was coming down, I've never been more glad to not see any Formula One cars go out for 8 minutes for the rest of the session.
We were praying
that it was going to be over, which is wild. And I think the crowd were as well, because, you know, they got an amazing, absolutely amazing reception. So I just can't believe that we're getting the sprint tomorrow. We're going to see a Haas starting from pole position.
I'm absolutely gutted I'm not doing the sprint tomorrow. As if this is the one time I'm
one
not
watch
doing
along and there's a Haas on pole.
Or the sprint watch along and Kevin Magnussen's on pole, for Christ's sake. Oh, well, we'll have to get a recording of my reaction watching it or something. Yeah. So anyway, my final thoughts are Kevin Magnussen P1 tomorrow and on Sunday. Let's go. Here we go. The Haas train has fully arrived. Thank you, everybody, for watching and listening. Thanks for tuning in on live on Twitch as well. WTF1 Official, if you don't follow us already. And we'll see you tomorrow live on Twitch for the sprint, and also live on Twitch again on Sunday for the main race and internet special reactions. All that content that you know and love will be returning very soon. Lots of love. See you soon. Take care. Adios. Kevin Magnussen on pole. Bye!
Bye!
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
You want your child to thrive and reach their full potential. K-12 can help them get there. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.